Shabbos Daf Dalad. So going back to Rav Bibi Bar Abaye's question, where he said, is it better to violate the Derabanan where you take out the dough from the oven so that you won't violate the Deoraisa of baking the bread on Shabbos and then you would need to bring a Karban Chatas? So Rav Acha Bar Abaye asks Ravina on this question. So what's this case of Rav Bibi Bar Abaye's question? Is it where you accidentally, so he says, he tries to say it's where you accidentally put the dough in and only realized after the dough is baked that it was in there. Okay, but obviously that doesn't make sense because then who are we permitting or not permitting to take out the dough? If you only realized after the dough is baked, then, you know, there's no one to permit it to. So obviously that can't be. So we try to say that it's where you realized that the dough was in there before it was baked. But then why would you have to bring a karban chatas if the dough bakes? Because we have a Mishnah that says you only bring a karban chatas, a karban for your sin, if the entire sin was done by accident. But here in this case, where you put the dough in by accident, but you realized before the dough was baked, then the entire action was not done by accident because you realized your mistake before the action was completed, and therefore you would not have a karban chatas. So it can't be that case. So rather, we're going to try to answer that it was where you purposely put the dough in, and now you're like, oh, you know what, I shouldn't do that, you know, I don't want to break Shabbos, and now you want to take it out. But if that's true, why does Rav Bibi Bar Abaye formulate his question as saying that you should take it out before you have to bring a karban chatas? You only bring a karban chatas for a mistake, for an accidental avera. It should have said you want to take it out before your chayav skila, because skila is stoning, that's what you get for violating Shabbos on purpose. So if Sheila answers, really, it's where a person accidentally put it in and he didn't realize it was baking in there, and the person has no idea. And the question is, can others take it out for that person before the dough bakes and that person inadvertently violates the deoraisa? Can other people violate a derabanan of taking bread out to make sure that this person doesn't violate the deoraisa? But Rav Sheshet says, what does that mean? Why would we tell someone else to sin and violate a derabanan so that another person doesn't come to sin? That wouldn't make any sense. So Rav Ashi answers, really, it's the case where a person purposely put the dough in. And Rav Bibi Bar Abaye's question is, can you take it out before he's chayav skila? And Rav Acha Barei Derava even teaches the question exactly like this, can you take it out before he's chayav skila? So going back to our Mishnah had said that a poor person extends his hand into the owner's house, and he placed an object into the owner's hand. The Mishnah says he is chayav for taking the object from his public domain and bringing it into the private domain. So we ask, why is he chayav? The lifting and placing down have to be from an area that's 4x4 tefachim to an area that's 4x4 tefachim. And obviously a hand is not 4x4 tefachim. So by the poor person taking it and putting it into the owner's hand, those hands are not 4x4 tefachim. So how can you violate Hotzah? How does that make sense? So Rab answers, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva, who doesn't require an area of 4x4 for Hotzah. Because the Rabbah's proof is that we have a Mishnah where you throw an object from one Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid, from a private domain to a private domain, and between those private domains, there's a Rishus HaRabim in between them. So you throw it from one private to another private with a public domain in between. Rabbi Akiva says, you are Chayav for Hotzah, and the Chachamim say, no, you're Pater for Hotzah. So why? The Gemara explains that Rabbi Akiva holds that an object in the airspace of a domain is considered as if it's resting in that domain, which is the concept of kluta, which means that when it's flying over the public domain, it's considered as if it's in the public domain. So it went from private domain to public domain back to private domain. So obviously that would be Hotzah. And since we're going to compare that to the case of the poor person where he puts it in the owner's hand, and even though the owner's hand is less than 4x4 tefachim, you, according to Rabbi Akiva, you would still violate Hotzah because the object is resting in the airspace of the private domain, which is considered as if it's in the private domain by the concept of kluta. And the Chachamim say that you're pater because they don't hold of kluta, meaning it was never actually in the public domain. But we ask on this, Rabba, who tries to bring this answer, did you actually know that the machlokas was whether or not there's kluta or not in a case where the object passed within 10 tefachim of the ground? And it's important to say that it was within 10 tefachim of the ground, because if it was over 10 tefachim, then, like we said earlier, that would be a completely separate domain. So Rabba, did you really know that Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim were arguing over kluta within 10 tefachim? Why do we not think that Rabbi knew this for sure? Because Rabbi himself asked, is this machlokas that Rabbi Akiva holds of kluta, that in the airspace is as if it's resting on the ground? And the Chachamim say there's no kluta. and they both agree that above 10 tefachim you would be putter because it's considered a separate domain, and they both agree that we don't say that throwing is the same as hoshata, because in our case we threw it, and there's a different halacha of hoshata, which is basically handing over. And what does that mean? It's where you pass something from one private domain to another private domain with a public domain in between. And we say that's usher. However, the qualification of hoshata is that it even applies if it's above 10 tvachim. And so let's say you pass from a private domain with a public domain in the middle to a private domain, even if you passed it 50 tvachim above, it would still be, you would still be doing an avera because the 10 tvachim rule doesn't apply by hoshata. So we would not, so we're saying here that throwing is, they all agree that throwing is not the same as hoshata, because by throwing we don't look at the, we view over 10 tefachim as not being an avera, that it's putter, which is unlike hoshata where over 10 tefachim would be putter, would not be putter. So is that the machlokes, that whether Rabbi Akiva says kluta and Chacham say no kluta and they agree with the 10 tefachim, or is the machlokes that Rabbi Akiva says throwing is like hoshata, meaning that throwing over 10 tefachim would be usur, and the Chacham say throwing is not like hoshata, but under 10 tefachim everyone agrees that it's usur, because both the Chacham and Rabbi Akiva agree to kluta, meaning that kluta would apply within 10 tefachim of the ground, that putting it over the airspace of the domain makes it as if it's in that domain. So basically we're asking, is the argument whether or not they hold of kluta or not, or is the argument whether or not they hold that throwing is like hoshata? So Rabbi himself answers, Rabbi Akiva is the only one who holds of kluta, meaning we're going like the first explanation, that Rabbi Akiva says kluta, the Chacham say no kluta, and that's how Rabbi Akiva, that's how Rabbi can bring the Mishnah that he brought before as a proof that our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Akiva. However, we ask on Rabbi, maybe Rabbi Akiva only doesn't require the 4x4 tefachim for putting things down. However, he would require the 4x4 tefachim area when you're picking things up. And then you can't compare it to our Mishnah, which is both a case of putting things down and picking things up. So rather, if Yosef answers that the Mishnah is going like Rebbe, so which ruling of Rebbe are we comparing it to? So we try to say that it's going like this brisa, that someone threw an object into a public domain, and it landed on a small area, which would be less than 4 tefachim. Rebbe says, you're chayav, the Chacham say, you're putter. Seems very cut and dry that Rebbe doesn't require 4x4, because he says if it lands in a 4x4 area, if it lands in an area that's less than 4x4 tefachim, you would be chayav. So clearly Rebbe doesn't require the 4x4 qualification. However, Abai said that this is actually a special case where we're dealing with throwing something onto a tree. And we basically have a trunk is in the Rishus HaYachid, is in a private domain, and there's a branch that's in the public domain. And we're talking about a case where you threw something onto that branch. Rebbe says we go based on the trunk, and the trunk of that tree is 4 tefachim, and therefore throwing it onto the branch is if you threw it onto an area which is 4 tefachim in a different domain, because the trunk is in the Rishus HaYachid. And the Chachamim say we don't go based on the trunk, we go based on the branch, and the branch is less than 4 tefachim, and that's why the Chachamim say you're a patur. So we can't bring a proof from this teaching, because this is a special case. So rather we say it's this teaching of Rebbe, that the Braisa says if you threw an object from a public domain to a public domain with a private domain in between, right, public to public, private in between, Rebbe says you're chayav, and the Chachamim say you're patur. And now, why is that a proof? Because Shmuel says that Rebbe says, you're chayav for taking something out and bringing it in, and neither of them needs to be for tvachim, and Rebbe would hold of kluta. Meaning, basically, Rebbe's saying that if you threw an object and it landed in an area that was less than 4 tvachim, Rebbe clearly holds of kluta here. And this shows that Rebbe would agree that the hand of the Baal outstretched in his house, even though it's not 4x4 tefachim, being in the airspace of that domain would make it hotzah. However, Rav and Shmuel both say that Rebbe only says that you're chayav in a Rishus HaYachid that is roofed in. Because inside the house, if you have inside the house, it's as if the airspace is filled with objects. And basically, it's filled with stuff inside there. And basically, when you throw an object, you pass an object inside the airspace of a roofed room, it's as if it rests on the stuff that's filling the room. Meaning, you basically have a room that's, you know, filled with boxes, and when you throw something in a roofed room, as if it's landing on those boxes, as if, and we look at it as if it's resting on the ground, and therefore, we consider it as a as in that domain. It's not kaluta or not kaluta. That's just how we look at it. It's where it's roofed in. It's a special case where it's roofed in. So we can't bring a proof to our Mishnah because it's not saying anything about 4x4 tefachim, anything like that. It's just talking about a room which is roofed in, which has a special halacha that something in a roofed in room is considered part of that domain, not because of kaluta. So why don't we just say that our Mishnah is dealing with a roofed area, that both the poor and the poor person and the owner are in a roofed area, and that's fine. Why can't we just say that? So we answer that the reason we can't say the Mishnah is going like that is because you're chayav for a roofed room in a Rishus HaYachid, but not chayav for a roofed room in a Rishus HaRabin. Meaning there's basically no such thing as a roofed room outside. We could say that there's a roofed room inside, we could say that the roofed room applies outside, but not inside. Why? Because Rav says that if you transfer an object in a roofed public domain, you're not chayav because they had no roofed Rishus HaRabims when they were building the Mishkan. And we know that all the melachos came from the building of the Mishkan, and basically they had no public domain roofed rooms during the times of the Mishkan, so we can't say that the halachos of a roofed room in a public domain would apply. They would only apply in a private domain, and therefore we can't use Rebbe to attribute our Mishnah as going like Rebbe, so we are still left with the question of who says that a 4x4 area would, less than a 4x4 area, would be chayav in Hotzah. Shkayach.